Lesson 17. Section 1. Dialogues. Dialogue 1.
What's the postage on these letters to Thailand, please?
I'll have to check. Do you need anything else?
Yes. A 3 pence stamp, please.
That'll be 85 pence in all.
Dialogue 2.
I wish you wouldn't have your TV so loud.
Sorry. Were you trying to sleep?
Yes. And while I think of it, please ask when you borrow the iron.
I really ought to have known better. Sorry.
Dialogue 3.
Wendy, I'd like you to meet my brother Sam.
How do you do?
How do you do?
What do you think of life in England?
I'm still feeling pretty homesick.
It's bound to be strange at first.
Dialogue 4.
It's time we were off.
So soon? Can't you stay a little longer?
I wish I could, but I'm late already.
What a shame.
Thank you for a wonderful meal.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Dialogue 5.
Sorry, but I didn't quite catch that.
I said, can I give you a lift?
Isn't it out of your way?
No, it's on my way home.
Dialogue 6.
I feel shivery, and I've got a pain in my stomach.
How long have you had it?
The best part of a week.
By the sound of it, you've caught a chill.
What should I do?
I'll give you something for it and come to see you in a couple of days.
Section 2. A. Restaurant English. Dialogue 1.
I'd like the continental breakfast, please.
Yes, madam. What sort of fruit juice would you like to start with?
The pineapple juice.
Would you prefer honey, marmalade, or jam?
Oh, marmalade, please.
And what would you like to drink, madam?
Coffee, please. Black coffee.
Dialogue 2.
Deep Sea Restaurant, head waiter. Good morning.
I'd like to reserve a table for 5.
And was that today, madam?
Of course.
At what time, madam?
Oh, about 3 o'clock, I suppose.
I'm afraid we only serve lunch until 3 p.m, madam.
Oh, well, 2 o'clock then, and it must be by a window.
Very good. And what name, please?
Bellington. Mrs. Martha Bellington.
Very good, Mrs. Bellington. A table for 5 at 2 p.m. today.
Dialogue 3.
Deep Sea Restaurant, good morning.
Do you have a table for 2 this evening?
Certainly, sir. At what time was it?
What time does the band start playing?
At 8 p.m., sir.
Right. Make it 7:30, then, and near the dance floor, if possible.
Very good, sir. And what name, please?
Chris Kobiak.
Could you just repeat that, please?
Chris Kobiak, that's Polish, you know. K-R-Y-Z-K-O-V-I-A-K.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Kriskoviak. We look forward to seeing you.
B. In the cinema.
What shall we do tonight?
How about the cinema?
That's a good idea. We haven't been for ages. What would you like to see?
Oh, I don't know. Spy Story?
Spy Story? That terrible old film.
But it's got James Perivale in it. I'm still trying to write that story about him, you know.
But I've seen it before.
Never mind. Perhaps you'll like it better the second time.
You look so beautiful in that dress. Why do you have to die?
Would you like an ice cream?
Shh. Thank you.
Let's run away together and forget the whole world.
What about some chocolates?
Shut up. I'm watching the film.
Well, I'm going to get myself some chocolates.
Just you and me and nobody else.
That was really wonderful.
Wonderful? Don't be silly.
He's a fantastic actor.
Do you feel all right?
Of course I do.
I just wondered. You don't usually like rubbishy films like that.
It wasn't rubbish at all. Some of the films you like are really terrible, though.
C. A science fiction story.
flew around the new planet several times. The planet was blue and green. They couldn't see the surface of the planet because there were too many white clouds. The spaceship descended slowly through the clouds and landed in the middle of a green forest. The two astronauts put on their spacesuits, opened the door, climbed carefully down the ladder, and stepped onto the planet. The woman looked at a small control unit on her arm. "It's all right," she said to the man. "We can breathe the air. It's a mixture of oxygen and nitrogen." Both of them took off their helmets and breathed deeply. They looked at everything carefully. All the plants and animals looked new and strange. They couldn't find any intelligent life. After several hours, they returned to their spaceship. Everything looked normal. The man switched on the controls, but nothing happened. "Something's wrong," he said. "I don't understand. The engines aren't working." He switched on the computer, but that didn't work either. "Eve," he said, "we're stuck here. We can't take off."
"Don't worry, Adam," she replied. "They'll rescue us soon."
Section 3. Dictation.
There were angry scenes yesterday outside number 10 Downing Street as London school teachers protested about their salaries and conditions. London teachers are now in the second week of their strike for better pay. Tim Burston, BBC correspondent for education, was there.